Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Robert Powell acted the part of Jesus in Franco Zeffirelli's film Jesus of Nazareth. He claims that his life was changed by the experience and recalls the day when he was filming the Sermon on the Mount. Powell had no time for Christianity, but as he preached the sermon as an actor, he said that he was so affected by its beauty that he began to cry. The tears were not in the script, but Zeffirelli wisely kept them in the movie. It's easy to see why he was so affected by these words, because they take us to the heart of what it means to be alive. They stand before us as a challenge and encouragement as we seek to understand what it means to live the Christian life. Today's verse is the first of the so-called Beatitudes. Before we start looking at them, we need to be clear what Jesus meant by the kingdom of heaven, which was an expression he often used. The kingdom of heaven comes wherever God is allowed to be in control. So, amazingly, it can happen in our lives today. This is why Jesus encouraged us to pray for his kingdom to come here on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of heaven gives us a preview of what heaven itself will be like. It is, by definition, life at its very best. Jesus declared that the people who possess this wonderful kingdom of heaven are those who are spiritually poor. The word used here for poor in the original Greek language speaks of absolute poverty or destitution. Jesus was saying that the way into the kingdom of heaven is to understand that spiritually you've got nothing to offer apart from empty hands. We need to come to Jesus in absolute weakness, recognizing that we're totally dependent upon him. The moment arrogance and self-confidence creeps in, we spoil everything. From first to last, we are dependent on our loving and gracious Heavenly Father. So let me ask you a question. Where have you seen the kingdom of heaven come on earth? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to depend totally upon you, so that in our lives your kingdom will come here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.